Just like Daf Lamed Vav Med Aleph. Just like we had a steer between a steer between Rabbi Yossi and a steer between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi. What is this doing over here? Let's put away this guy. Once already put it out, I'll take some.
There's also a din deraisa
when it comes to Shabbos. The Gemara says no. Ksar Rabbi Yosi, tchum derabban. Rabbi Yosi, the tchum is in Chanami. Tchum is in the rabbani. By Yisema, hardy day. The Chanami holds his mamish. No din. There's nothing altogether. Ksar Mshani, Ksar Rabbi Yosi.
The
melechet Shabbos, like
the
mitzvah.
The dama melechas, the tchumim.
What does that mean?
But Erevin has nothing to do with 39 Malacha Shabbos.
Lech and the Migs are fine, it's no Shaykhis. So he's saying Tchumen is saying, well, but it's saying there's no Tchum Deraisa, nothing Deraisa. Or Meshani Kasava Rabbi Yosi Tchumen Derabanan. Tchumen is Derabanan, yeah.
The Iba Yisema,
fine. We buy same or hot. Did they hot rabbi?
Again, like we said
before. Did they machmer? I feel himself with a bottle. Must listen the rabbi. After let me see. Fine. Hot the rabbi. They can only dictani. I'm under Yosi. They can only dictani. I'm Rabbi Yosi. After let me see. Hey, Mishum Chamish. Is the kingdom started the eighth kosher? Shmamina.
That he was only repeating the rule of his teacher.
Fight. Rova Mar Hosam Hanu Tavi Rav Yosef Hamin Tami Al Cheskasa Ve'im Loi Tova. There he made it Loi Tova. So therefore he's going to mean that's why he's going to be Machon. The Svar to say when it comes to him he's not going to make it. Ad Rabba Hamid Mikva Al Cheskasa Ve'im Loi Chosar. The Mikva Shloi Nimdad. The Mikva never had a Chazaka. It never had a Chazaka. Unbelievable. It was never measured to be the very first time. Rashloi Nimdad. Mitchilasa is a different gear, so it's like Nimdido, it says over here in the Rashi, different cave of Zohar. Mitchilasa v'loy amda b'cheskas kashus. What?
Said one's a man's mikveh, one's a woman's mikveh.
Yeah. Tanya. Kesad Omar Rabbi Yosi Safik Erev Kosher. When did Rabbi Yosi say Safik Erev Kosher? When did Rabbi Yosi say Ketzad Amar Rabbi Yosi Safik Erev Kosher?
Let's see. Erev Truma
Safik Mibod Yom Nitvei Safik Hashach Nitneis V'chem Paris Safik Mibod Yom Niskenu Safik Mishach Hashach Niskenu. You have Paris take off Truma Semaisris Zehu Safik Erev Kosher Aval Erev Bitruma Safik Tohoiro Safik Tmeya V'chem Paris Safik Niskenu Safik Loi Niskenu. When it comes to payrois, if bechlal, you have a general question, did you bechlal take off Trumas and Maestras? Not the question, you definitely took off Trumas and Maestras. The question was, when did you take off? Did you take it off on Shabbos? Or did you take it off on before Shabbos? Ein zeh Safik Erev, kosher. This is not a Safik Erev, and it's kosher. Maishna Truma, why? Maishna Truma, de amin hamei Truma al cheskasai, ve eima tohairihi. Peres nami hamei tev al cheskasai, ve eima loin niskenu. Loi teim a savi ba yod niskenu, ela eima in a chanami change the gear, so safik mi ba yom nidmu. Safik mishach hashech nidmu. It means over here is in a chanami. You started with peres that were definitely vadai good. You separated, you might. They got mixed. It fell into the peres, it got worse. So that's why it's going to be worse. Next. By Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yisrael Mirav Huna, Hoyel Fanav Shtei Kikaros Tutu Dloves Bar Echad Tmei Vyachad Tohoira. The Amar, and he said, Eruvu Li B'Tohoira. Bechol Mokaim Shehi. Nachamo.
He doesn't take a specific piece of bread. He
Shtei kikaros. The one that's good. Rabbi Yehuda Levi Torah. Abachol Makam Shi. Mahu. What's the halacha? Tiboy Rabbi Meir. Tiboy Rabbi Yosi. Tiboy Rabbi Meir. Adka like Rabbi Yehoshim. The like there's no tahar period. Hacha ika tahara. I dilma afil Rabbi Yosi. Like Amar El Hashem the im Isa the hi tahara. If you know that it's tahara, yodala. You know about it. Aval hacha over here. Holo yodala. There, if you it's a suffix 50-50, but if you would know it, so you know exactly what you're talking about over here, you'll never know which one it is. Hala yadala. Amarlei bein Rabbi Yosi bein Rabbi Meir beinon suuda horuya mi bayon b'lek. It's no good. Mimachm in both cases. Next,
both of them
are no good. Both of them are no good. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says the maskana hayoyim. Sudo haruuya mibodyam vuleka the ain eruve klum garnished the afilu chamar gamule have the bishle masnisan sudo haruuya have vahashtu who originally was a sudo haruuya vahashtu this salad ba suffic. But in this case, you know from nothing. Vait in the Gemara next halacha. Boimine Rabbi Rav Nachman kikar zuhayayim choyl macho kodesh. The Amar, so today it's called, you want to be Makdashit. The Amar, Everly Bezeh, Mahu, what's the halacha? So therefore,
what's wrong?
You want to make it Kodesh on Shabbos. So it's Asa Bahana. Once it becomes Kodesh, when does it become Asa Bahana? Rashi. Hayoim te Kodesh, Mach te Chol, Al Mosh Sheyesh. Wait, I skip. Avalacha, Idilma. Kikar zu. Amar al kikar achas be'erv Shabbos hayom yechoil ulamach yeh kodesh. The erev shluchei ba ma'al choil bein ashmosh esofiku chayshinon dilma koidim kinyas erev chal aleich hegdish ve'ein ma'arv mehegdish. Oy loyar minachi. So at what moment in time was the hegdish chal? At what moment in time was the hegdish chal?
Well, when he says lamach kodesh, what does that mean?
Oh, exactly. So
lamach. Tomorrow, which
would be Hegdash. On Shabbos. So that's the question. When on Shabbos does it become Hegdash? Exactly what the question is. When does it become Hegdash? He told him, Eruv, it's good. It's good. Why is it good? Rashi, why is it good?
We will see
tomorrow. Fine. Today it's Lomacha Chol. How? You're going to redeem it. I want it to be redeemed on money. I want to redeem on money. The Amar Eruvai, the Amar Ervali Bezeh. And he said, Ervali Bezeh, Mahu, what's the halacha? Amalei Ein Eruvai Erev. So he said, it's no good. Maishna. So the question of Maishna, what's the difference? What Maishna? Amalei Lechitechel Alei Kurdimilch. When you eat a core of salt, then you'll know the answer. Okay, when you eat a lot of salt and your blood pressure.
I'm measuring that a quart of salt.
They didn't pay attention what that means. You say it means to measure. Techel means to measure. Coil means to measure. Fine, you'll go and you'll measure. You'll serve me.
A lighthearted expression used by Amarai.
Alright, didn't pay attention what it means. Either it means you have to eat a lot of salt, be sharp. Salt makes your blood pressure go to the sky. So when there's a lot of blood flowing in your brain, then you'll become smart. You'll know what the reason is. Or means when you'll serve me. When you pay for the pshat, you pay me the pshat. When you pay, you'll appreciate it. I'm just going to tell you the pshat without paying. You're not going to appreciate it. That's why we should charge people to come to the Daf Yomi. They'll appreciate it more.
Right.
You don't pay. Because when it's Hayyim Chol Mach Kodesh, different from the Kodesh was not Rezvan. Hayyim Kodesh Mach Chol, but today is Kodesh, and tomorrow is Chol. Mesveika Leipakel Le Kiddusha Se Mine. When you say today is Kodesh and tomorrow is Chol, Mesveika Leipakel Le Kiddusha Mine, it's not going to leave so fast. So, very poshut. When you want to give it Kiddusha, Misveika Lenachta Le Kiddusha. It's not gonna go, the Kiddusha is not gonna go on. But when you want to take off the Kiddusha, then it remains. In other words, the status quo. Basically the status quo.
All the Kiddush Moshe is a suffix, So
you maintain the status quo. Tanan, Hasam, Login, Tvul Yoim, Login, Tvul Yoim, Shemalu Minachavis. Login means a container of Login. What's Login?
A pitcher.
Tvul Yoim, that you immersed in the mikvah, and it's, but you did not Shemol Eyu Minachavis, Shel Meiser, Tevel. Login you put in the mikvah. It's a Tvul Yoim.
So while it's a Tvul Yoim,
it's a Sheni.
To make something Duma,
it's a Sheni.
Contact, but it cannot make Meiser, but not Meiser, even if it is Tevel.
Rashi, let's see Rashi. Let's see the Rashi inside. Rashi says Login.
That's what we do every day on the computer.
What?
Login.
Oh. Shel Meiser. Rishon. Shayadayin Tevel. You have Meiser Rishon. Yeah. Shayadayin Shel Shayadayin Tevel. Shalahifrish Halev Menetumas Maisa Vahrayu Bimisa Beoida Tevel Vafil Lakayan Loya Le Chazil Erif Ulgavi Login Tful Yoim Beoida Tevel by Login Tful Yoim A Login Tful Yoim Beoida Tevel Loy Possel the Tful Yoim Mutter Benegil Loy Possel Tful Yoim Motor bin Gia Lahulin fine Tfulyam is Mudin Gil Hulun Meister. If you have got the Psycha Bay Truma, Shlehormu, even though what's that word? Vavagav dip Psycha Bay Truma Shlehormu, the Amahare Zubulogin Truma, Mai Shulchavis, Lishatashach, the Arab Shimshay to Hey Kashel Truma. What does that mean over here? Nochamal Shal Meister, Rishon Shayadayin Tevel. Yeah, Meister Rishon, that's Tevel. Shlehifrish halev mimenu tumas meiser. Ve'arei hu b'misa b'oidei tevel. Ve'afil l'kehanim v'lechazei le'erif. U'l'gavi login, tful yoim. B'oidei tevel, you have a login. Tful yoim. B'oidei tevel. Loi posal. Very important halacha.
Now, Levi already got meiser lushin, and he has to give
Shumas Meiser. And the Shumas Meiser is Shuma, and Shuma can become a Shlishi. So a Tvul Yoim is a Sheni. And a Sheni can make a Shlishi by Truma. But a Sheni cannot make Tevel into a Shlishi. Even though in the Tevel there is ultimately going to one day be, there's going to be Truma. When the Levi is mafresh the Truma Smeiser, there will be Truma. But until he separates the Truma Smeiser, there's still no Truma. It's still called Tevel. A Sheni can make Truma into a Shlishi. But a Sheni cannot make Tevel into a Shlishi, even though in the Tevel is the Truma. Yeah?
Yeah.
Ulgavi login Tvul Yoim, but Oidei Tevel, Loi Possel. Why? The Tvul Yoim Motor Benegia Lechulin, Ula Meiser. A Tvul Yoim is allowed to touch Chulin and Meiser. The Afal Gav Dip Sicha Bei Truma, Shloi Horma. I don't know what that word means, but it sounds like even though in this Tevel there is hidden deep down in there, there's a Taruvis, there's a mixture of something that will ultimately turn into Truma. The Omar. Harezu shebelogin trumas meiser alachovis lichshatech shach, and right now you're designating it. In other words, right now you have in front of you, you have over here tevel, and you make a tanai, and you say, I want in the login there should be set aside the bottom of the pit, the bottom that the lamafreya shall be go for the trumas meiser. So let me eat now what's on top. And that makes it fit for consumption. Like that's the halacha. Remember this halacha that a person wants a mafresh on Shabbos truma. So you just designate that whatever I leave over, that retroactively will be the truma smicer. So since you retroactively already designated it to be the Trumas Maaser, so we should say that right now if you touch it, it becomes Tameh. Because since at the very bottom, somewhere in there, is that you already designated it. No, tremendous Chiddush. Even though you already made a specification and you said that I want that the leftover should be the Trumas Maaser, still, if you touch it, it does not become a Shlishi because you have not physically set it aside. Just because you made a Tanai and the Tanai allows you to eat it does not go so far to say that it can become Tameh if you touch it. Isn't that a Chiddush?
What is this food that he's eating?
Anything. Wine. Let's say it's wine.
What's the status of that food right now?
Right now it's muta b'achila. It's permitted. It's chulin.
Because of
the
tanai.
Yemafresh.
So it's muta b'achila because of the tanai. Yet it cannot.
What? He cannot make it. He cannot. If he touches it, he's not going to make it tamei.
If he's a full yard.
The avagav the psicha bei truma aloyim and the amar v'yam harei zu shebelogin truma trumas meiser shalachavis lishal techshach the arv shimshoi and you make a tanai you say harei zu shebelogin trumas meiser alachavis lichesh techshach when it gets dark the arev shimshoi and then shadehek sheru litruma.
In other words, this vessel has been already gone to the mikveh, so the vessel is at full yom until nightfall.
Right.
Nevertheless,
you're making a tanai. So Shail is at what point? So he's saying, you know, it's not going to be good. Zarezu shebe login trumas meiser ala chavis. What's in this login should be trumas meiser ala chavis licheshe techshach. Then taka, it's going to be no good when it gets dark. What's in this utensil should be the Trumas Maaser, and when it becomes the Trumas Maaser, then it can become a Shlishi. The Arif Shimshoi, then it gets dark. Shatehei Keshera. Oh, but I don't want this Tanai to take effect until Harif Shemesh.
Correct. Nightfall. So
because
nightfall,
if it happens before nightfall, then it becomes tummy.
So he can touch it.
Tnan awesome. Login tful yoim. Shemil. Oh, back in the Gemara. Login tful yoim. We have a login that's a tful yoim. Shemol eyu min achavis. Shel meiser tevel. The Omar. You filled up in this utensil from the barrel. Meiser tevel, you have not yet set aside trumas meiser. Now you don't want to declare it to be trumas meiser, because then it'll become tamei.
Then it'll be a tful
yoyim. We'll make it into a shlishi. Va'omar harezet trumas meiser when lichesha techshach. And so the other container is going to be your erev, and that means that your erev is not yet misukan until the evening. So when it takes effect, it's too late. Question is exactly what moment in time does the Trumas Maaser go into effect? At what moment in time is it good? So the laws are Devarav Kayamin. It works.
No, it says
the Imam are Eruli Bezeh. So you can make that tonight. But let's say the Imam are Eruli Bezeh, then Loyamar Klom. Rashi, the Dvar of Kayam Vyachum Torah, the Imamah Harili Bezebul Blogin, Ze Loyamaklum, Hoyle Vichi Mata Ben Ashmoshois, Akati Tevelu. So it's saying over here is that when does Harev Shemesh work? Harev Shemesh works at the end of Ben Ashmoshois, not in the beginning of Ben Ashmoshois.
Or you could say it's a chazak of whatever it was before,
Bimet. Well, as the Gemara explains, the Amaliza Liv, Loyamaklum, Omar Rabba, Zoysa Meres, Soif hayoim koine erif, the end of the day. Why? Because the e sal gedaitach. If you're going to think, the e sal gedaitach tchilas hayoim koine erif. I amar ervelu bezeh. Amai loy amar klum. The Gemara says no. Amar papa fil teim betchilas hayoim koine erif. Beinen suda ruim iboyim boleka. Rashi di amar ta tchilas hayoim shal Shabbos koine erif. The Hainu Soif Ben Ashmoshes. the soif bein hashmash koin erev amai loy omar klum. Nachal di amai tzal gadaitach tchilas hayom koin, that the beginning of the day is the erev is going to work. If it works tchilas hayom, which means soif meir is soif, the isal gadaitach tchilas hayom koin erev Rashi shel Shabbos koin erev the hainu soif bein hashmashos koin erev amai loy omar klum. What do you mean loy omar klum? Because the Gemara makes an assumption that the Harav Shemesh is before, is earlier. Harav Shemesh takes place before the beginning of the day.
Why is this Erev no good? At the beginning of Shabbos, the Trumas Meiser.
So when is Harav Shemesh? Harav Shemesh is before.
So the Erev food is no longer Tevel. So since it's no longer Tevel, it should be a good Erev.
So the Gemara over here is saying as a given, then when is called, what is the moment of Harav Shemesh?
It has to be, it's not at the beginning of the day, because otherwise it would be good.
But it's earlier. Harav Shemesh is early.
Earlier.
And when does the Erev kick in? Later. The Gemara over here is saying the Erev kicks in the very, very end. So therefore it should be good because Harav Shemesh came. And when Harav Shemesh came, now the Kli is Tahar. It's Tahar. And now once it's Tahar, now the Trumas Maaser is Chufrash. And the Erev is no longer Tevel, and it should be good. And now when the moment when the Erev is going to take effect, everything is fine and good. So the Gemara says, no, I'm going to Papa, no, I feel Tevel Techil Siyem Koy Erev. No, you can say the Tchilas Hayoim is Koin Erev. You can say the Tchilas Hayoim is Koin Erev. The beginning of the day is Koin Erev. Still, it's no good. Binan Su'udo Haru'uya Mib Oidyoim V'leka. What does that mean? Over here in the parish, over here, there's no Rashi. Afil Tayim, Afil Tayim, Tchilas Hayoim, Shal Shabbos, Koin Erev, Mikol Mokam, Ein Erev, Mishtu Tayim, Binan Su'udo Haru'uya B'lechilim Oidyoim. V'leka, v'kan ein hayayin roi mevod yoyim, shorei adayin tevel hu. What in the world is going on? Hikshu v'toysvis, Rabbeinu Peretz. U'v'toysvis harosh, im tzarch shriyach ha'erev roi af mevod yoyim, madu el el lo yichilik rav nachman kain, shorei hayayim chol lwach ha'kodesh. Hu roi chol roi mevod yoyim, v'yal kain erev erev, ach, shorei hayayim kodesh lwach chol ein roi mevod yoyim. Af mevod yoyim. Ach posh tzach shes suderuya gam bezman knias erev ki ein zeteretz. So over here he says over here in the parish you have to have it has to it's an extended period of time. There's too much lumdus here for me. The erev has to be roy during an entire span of time. You with me? What?
Go ahead, entire span of time.
I can't hear what?
It has to be an entire span of time.
And what is it's not a moment. Until now, I always thought that the Erev, it goes into effect at a very specific moment. What is that very specific moment? It appears to be the beginning of the day. I always thought the Erev goes into effect during Bein HaShemeshes. No. The Gemara clearly says the Erev goes into effect the very first moment of Shabbos. Whenever the first moment of Shabbos is, that's...
Before Ben HaShemeshes or not?
After Ben HaShemeshes.
After Ben HaShemeshes ends?
Yeah. That's what the Gemara says. The E Sal Gedai Tech Tchilas Hayem Koine Erev E Omar Eruv Eli Bezeh Amayle Omar Klum. What does it mean, Tchilas Hayom Koine Erev? Tchilas Hayom means the moment after Bein HaShemeshes. Right?
I don't think so.
Yes, Tchilas Hayom. Look at Rashi. Look at the top Rashi. Diyamari, Tchilas Hayom, Shal Shabbos, Koine Erev. Soif Bein HaShemeshes. Soif. Soif. Well, the Gemara's answer is no. The Gemara maintains. That's right. The Erev goes into effect, Soif Bein HaShemeshes. The very, very end. So what's the problem? When is Harav Shemesh? Harav Shemesh is not the very end.
I think you're reading it backwards. According to the way I see it here in Archibald, I think you're reading it backwards.
Look at Rashi.
Rashi's on the Kasha, not on the Teretz.
So what is the answer? I'm telling you from Rabbeinu Peretz.
You had the Kasha wrong.
What's the Kasha first? What's the Kasha? The Kasha over here is, why is this not a good Erev? When does the Erev go into effect? The Erev goes into effect later than Harav Shemesh. The moment of Harav Shemesh is when the utensil is no longer a Tful Yoin. It's no longer a Sheni. When it's no longer a Sheni, yeah? When it's no longer a Sheni, then what happens? Then it's Tahar, and then the Trumas Meiser is separated, and the Erev is no longer Tevel. We're waiting for the moment of Harav Shemesh. When the moment of Harav Shemesh arrives, the utensil is completely Tahar. And now the Hafrosha Satruma takes effect. And now the Erev is no longer Tevel. And everything is Shalom Al Yisrael. The moment of Harav Shemesh is earlier than the moment when the Erev goes into effect.
So why is he saying, why is the Kasha? The East Al Kedai Techilas Yom Kain Erev.
That's the Kasha. So therefore, then must be, what's the Kasha? Then must be that the Erev goes into effect not later, but simultaneously, earlier. The Gemara accepts as a given, not the opposite, the Gemara accepts as a given that Harav Shemesh is not the very, very end.
There's a problem with the beginning of the day. The Erev being Koine, then there's a problem. Right?
It should be Koine, then it's a good Erev.
Because then it should be good.
Why? It should be good. Why should it be good? Because Harav Shemesh is earlier than Tchilas Hayom. Tchilas Hayom means after the beginning of Shabbos, which means after the very, very end of Bein HaShemoshes. Soif Bein HaShemoshes. The very, very, very last possible second. That's when the Erev goes into effect.
So if the Erev goes into effect then, so Amai Layamar Klum if he says Erev Ali Bazaar. That's what his question is.
Right, because it's a given, it's a Dovah Poshut Admaid, that the moment of Harav Shemesh is earlier in the Bein HaShemoshos period. There's a very vague period of time that spans, let's say, make believe for argument's sake, it spans 5 minutes. So the Harav Shemesh takes place in minute number one. And the Erev goes into effect minute number 5. So what came first? Minute number 1 was Harav Shemesh. The utensil is Tahar. The Truma goes into effect. The Tevel goes away. And now we wait 4 minutes. And we come to minute number 5. That's the moment when the Erev needs to go into effect. And at that moment in time, the food is not Tevel. Everything is good.
So what's the question? Am I Leomer?
So, but yet it says in the Mishnah, the Braisa, that it's not a kosher Erev.
So therefore you have, then therefore what you just said is wrong.
Yeah, exactly. So it must then be what? What must then be is that the Erev goes into effect minute number 1. It goes into effect the same time as when the Tful Yom is when Harav Shemesh happens.
Right, which causes a problem.
Right, conflict.
That's why it's no good.
That's why it's no good. It's a Bzel Zach. It's a conflict. Because it's happening at the same time. So if it's happening at the same time, we don't know. We can't say for sure. Since it's happening at the same time, when the Erev is trying to go into effect, it's still Tevel. Because at the same moment in time, it's not yet Tahar, it's still Tameh, so it cannot be Hafrasha. It's still going to be Tevel. So
no,
the Gemara is an amazing answer.
Even though it goes into minute one is when it takes the Erev. But still, you can explain the Mishnah.
The Inon Su'udo Haru'uyu Nibod
Yom. Before minute one.
Oh, no. That's not what it says. Because if you're going to say that answer, then you're going to have a lot of steroids in the previous Gemara. Oh, so let me tell you what it says here in the footnotes.
Minute 1 or minute 5?
Let me tell you what it says in the footnotes. It's an incredible Chiddush. But this is the only way to answer all, to save all the problems. An incredible new din. You never heard this before. And that is the Erev does not go into effect at a moment. The Erev goes into effect over an extended period of time. The Erev must be ready. It goes from minute 1 to minute 5. Tvul Yoim goes into effect at a moment. Harav Shemesh. Harav Shemesh is a split second. A moment. The Erev is Chal, not like we thought until now, at a moment. And you just got to figure out, what is that moment? Is that moment come at the end? The moment come at the beginning? It's everything. The Erev goes into effect over a sustained period of time. Which means the Erev must be fit for consumption, not during 1 second. It must be fit for consumption from minute 1 to minute 5. In other words, make sure the gal, the pile of stone, doesn't fall on the Erev during that entire period of time. Make sure it doesn't roll outside. It'd be an afkamin. Let's say the Erev in minute number 1, it's there, and then it rolls outside and comes back inside for minute number 5. No good. It has to be roi l'achila during an entire extended period of time. Therefore, the reason why you need to give that answer and not say what you wanted to say. You wanted to say no. You wanted to say that Harav Shemesh takes place in minute number 2. And Erev takes place in minute number 1. Right? If you're going to say that, then Rash, then over here in the footnotes, it says, and you're going to have a lot of contradictions to the previous Gemara, when the guy wanted to go make an Erev, the other sugyas of the Gemara. If you're going to tell me that the Erev goes into effect with minute number 1 and Harav Shemesh is minute number 2, you're going to get yourself into a lot of problems. So it's much simpler to say that the Erev begins to go into effect at minute number 1 simultaneously with the moment of Harav Shemesh. Harav Shemesh is not a sustained period of time. Harav Shemesh is a moment.
What is it
going to
do with
the Be'od Yom? Is just a term which means Harav Shemesh. Be'od Yom does not mean minute number 1 or minute number minus 1. It's not what it means. Because if you're going to say...
The Mishnah is invalid because we require that it be a suitable meal even while it is still day on Friday.
Yeah, so it's just translating the words for you. It's very nice. So over here, look, let me read you what it says in the Masifta. Hikshu b'toysis Rabbeinu Peretz, u'b'toysa Rosh, im tzarch sheyeh ha'erev roi af mibod yom, like you just translated it from the art scroll, ma'adua le'el, on daf omet aleph, le'chilig Rav Nachman came. When the Gemara there had a contradiction, the Gemara could have given the simple answer and said, sheba'oymer, the previous case when the person says, hayoim choyl, Ulamachar Kodesh. So in that case, who roi mibod yoim? It's good, very simple. You know why it's a good Erev? Because the Erev only has to be fit. If mibod yoim means mamish Friday, and not bein hashmoshos, then if a person makes a statement, I want this piece of bread to be choil today, and tomorrow it should be Kodesh. Everyone agrees tomorrow doesn't begin until after the day is over. Right?
Yeah.
What was the previous Gemara? Hayoim choyl. Hayoim choyl ulamachar kodesh. So what is the halach? Oh, the world came to an end. So what did we give a whole lamish answer? Status quo. During Ben Hashemashos, maintain the status quo. I don't need to come on to that answer. If you're telling, you're going to take this Gemara literally, and the Gemara says that the Erev goes into effect the last moment of Friday before Ben Hashmoshes begins. Everyone agrees that when you say Hayoim Chol L'mochar Kodesh, it means that is that the last moment of Friday, it's still Chol. You don't need to come on to the whole Lamisha answer of maintain the status quo.
Yeah.
You hear the question?
So
how could the Gemara say this? How could the Gemara give this answer? The Gemara say, an Erev has to go into effect the last moment of Friday. If the Erev goes into effect the last moment of Friday, when a person picks up a piece of bread and he says, I want the bread to remain chol today, but tomorrow, on Shabbos, I want it to be Kodesh. So what's the shail? Of course it's a kosher Erev. Because as long as it's Friday, the bread is chol.
You're saying because it has an extended period of time that it has.
So because this question, he says an incredible chiddush that you never heard before, which the tirutz Tosfos Beinu Peretz. I mean, this is a chiddush noira to say such a chiddush. This is a pilei ploim. The kash is better than the answer. Sheruuyim mibo'od yom hainu, af mibo'od yom. He's changing the entire din of Erev Techumen. You go tell this to someone. You stop tomorrow someone on Avenue M and you tell them this chiddush. They'll tell you, I don't know what you've been drinking. Get tested for corona to say such a chiddush. To say a chiddush is that the din of Erev Techumen extends from the beginning of Bein HaShemashos to the end of Bein HaShemashos. And every single moment in this span of time, it has to be Ruil Achila. Who ever heard of such a thing? Eruvei Techumen, we always learned for the last 45 years, takes place at a moment in time. You ever heard Shachish like this? I'm telling you, stop every person you see tomorrow and ask if they heard Shachish before. They'll tell you, yeah, you mind.
Okay.
What are you doing? You're watching a movie. I can see the reflection of the movie in your eyes. I can see what you're watching. Because your eyes are like glass, it's like a glass mirror. So just looking at your eyes, I can see the whole show.
I'm watching a show. The Fran Levine show. Go ahead.
You hear what he says over here?
Yeah. Are we stopping now?
No. What's today's daf? What's today's daf? Today is Chav El. You know what today is? The world was created today. How do you like that?
What is today's daf?
Today I'm very on edge today. A lot of people are. You see how I exploded? Did I say the right thing? Is what I said to him?
Today's daf El Yoni.
Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav. This is today's daf. We have to finish the daf. Today's Lamed Vav.
Go ahead. We have to do it in 10 minutes.
Masne Adam al Eruva v'Omer imbo nochem in amizrach Eruva l'mizrach. Min amarev Eruva l'mizrach.
Oh, yeah.
You run away. I would think just the opposite. If they come l'mizrach, I'll fight them. I'll go l'mizrach. If they come l'mizrach, I'll go fight them.
Say that also.
This guy's a coward. How come the Mishnah is talking about a coward? He's a coward. You should say it's put fakert. If he comes, the Mishnah and fight the Mishnah. Every the Mishnah and the Mishnah. The Mishnah and the Mishnah. Every the Mishnah and the Mishnah. Every the Mishnah and the Mishnah. The Mishnah and the Mishnah. Every the Mishnah. It's teaching you a Yisoid in life. Don't fight with Goyim. Don't fight. The Sholeh Shavuos. I'll make my decision tomorrow. Next. I'm going nowhere.
Not I'm not allowed to go nowhere. I'm allowed to go each way.
Each way, fine. When it comes to the Chacham, you go that direction. If the rabbi is coming, I go the opposite. It's Mamish Das Balabayas Hebech Midas Torah. If you were writing this Mishnah, I would do just the opposite. The rabbi is coming, you go run away. And if the goyim are coming, you go fight with them.
The Lord comes.
Frank the Gemara, Kiyas Rabbi Yitzchak, Tani, Ich, but just the opposite, Ich, but Tula, Vasti, Son. I told you it was Mechavin, Mamish, Pum, Fakert. He says the whole thing just the opposite. Ich, but it's a Koshe, Nochem, Nochem, Koshe, Achachem, Achachem. Nochem, Nochem, Koshe, Kan, Be, Befar, Hag, Vona, Ha, Be, Mori, De, Mosa. Rashi. Fargona, Gabai, Hamas, Uborech, Mip, Nehem, Tax Collector. Ha, Be, Mori, De, Mosa. Mardamasa means Sarchu Lefayis. Mardamasa means.
He wants to meet them.
He wants to meet them. Chacham lekasha chal b'maisav pirkei chal b'mikre shma Rashi b'maisav pirkei lidroish b'rabim da sa'adim lelech l'shmaya mikre shma k'loimar melame tinoikos lehispalel.
What's the difference?
Umas nisa d'rabi yitzak b'daitai b'trei chad l'hai gisa. What does that mean? It means a child. What does that mean? Child wants to run away? Tina ka barech mi beis ha-sefer? What does that mean? Guy is coming to teach Kriya Shema? What does that mean? What does that mean? Okay, guy is coming to teach Kriya Shema? What is it with the parish of the year?
One direction was the lecturer, and one direction was the children's teacher.
So the children...
The children's teacher comes from the east, then the lecturer will come from the west, and I desire to hear it, to be in the west is a good one. So when two scholars come, neither is a public lecturer, the person would have no reason to make an error at all, and he would stipulate that in such a case, he would like to be like just like Bnei Irei.
What a pshat! This is a very dechtik of pshat. He's saying that the two are mutually exclusive. He's saying the case of the good mishnah is going where it's mutually exclusive. That the Rebbe, the Malame Tinek is coming from this direction, that means the Chacham is coming from the other direction. What? Where does it say that in the Gemara?
Are you like the Aruch? The Aruch explains simply that a person would flee from a children's teacher if he feared that he would be approached for a tuition payment.
That makes sense. Or we're discussing, it's an expression, the Rebbe is coming to drive you crazy. Just like a child, it's an expression. A tinuk habareach mi beis ha-sefer. If someone's coming, it's an expression. Someone's coming to chep. A chacham is coming to chep you, to bother you, to give you musa or whatever. You don't want to deal with it now. If you have a celebrity, Pesach Kron is coming to give an inspirational drasha. Oh, you're going to run. But if someone's coming to chep you, how come you're not learning, you're not davening, how come you're misbehaving? Oh, him you're going to run away from. Plush, I don't know why you have to, it's try, fine. Rabbi Yehuda Meir Mahoy Yechem Mehem. One of them was your Rebbe, you go to the Rebbe. If you're talking about the Rabbanan, Zinnin, but what about the Rabbanan? They don't say that, they say you can just...
Sometimes he's so used to his Rebbe, he wants to hear somebody different.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't go to Rabbanan, Zinnin, Nechel, Bechavar, Tim, Rabbi. Woo! What an insult. What an insult. Unbelievable. Omar Rav Lesa Libas Lisan Miditani Ayoy. Ah, Ayoy. You know, Ayoy, this was Sipira. This was Yisro. The Ayoy. Karen Loy V'yoychal Lechem. The Ayoy. Yisro. He said, "Who Radov Lamafreya was meant to be in Ashram was the Baskoil. The Ayoy. Tzipora, he said to Tzipora, Ish Mitri Hitzilani Miyodam, Vigam, Beloid Lonu, Vishkas Atsoin, Vayom Yisro, the Ayoy. Keren Loy V'yoychal Lechem. Ayoy. Hello, you there?
I'm listening.
Yisroy, he knew from Ayoy.
I hear you.
I remember I told this to Dr. Victor. 20 years ago, I remember he loved it. I remember his smirk.
Yes.
How's he doing, Dr. Victor?
I don't know.
He's not doing too good.
He's still alive.
I spoke to his wife. When did I speak to her? In the summer. No, not in the summer. During Corona, when someone died. When did I speak to her? Shleishim. Shleish of someone, I helped her with Zoom, whatever. V'rabbanan, I should call her up, wish her a good year. You know, it's good you told me. Good you reminded me. V'ayoy, I should call her up to wish her a good year. A lot of tsaris out there. What do you think what I said to him, to Yankee? You think I was wrong?
I don't know who Yankee is, do I?
Did you hear me screaming before?
Yeah, I know, I heard you.
So what do you think of my screaming?
It's okay.
Who cares? Who could care less? You saw that email that I sent you? They said the funeral and the shiva are private. Butt out.
Which shiva? What did you send?
I sent you about Tepper. This person was a billionaire. He was a billionaire. He He built a shul.
So that's what I asked you. Was he the billionaire?
Yeah, he was.
I don't think he's the billionaire that I read about David Pepper in the newspaper. He was the owner of the Carolina Panthers, and he was involved in...
No, it's another one, another. He was a very wealthy man, this person. Very, very wealthy person. Very wealthy person. And he basically, he supported the shul, the Y of Midwood. He supported the whole shul. He paid all the bills. And now, he went to Florida. He retired in Florida. He went to Florida. And I think because of Corona, he couldn't come back. And all of a sudden, he died. I don't wonder why he died. I don't...
Ariel.
What?
Who's Ariel?
Yitzhak Ariel?
What?
What about Ariel?
Ariels are thinking of hosting an outdoor Rosh Hashanah Shacharis
Mincha. It's around the corner from you. Yitzchak Ariel.
Who is that?
He lives, he's on the board of the YIFJ.
I don't know who he is.
Who's davening for the Yom? Who's his Baal Musaf?
We need a Baal Tefillah. Does anyone know anyone?
Yeah, me.
Yeah, who do you know?
I want a daven Musaf.
So maybe down by Ariel, outdoors. He's looking for a Baal Tefillah.
Tell him I want to daven. He should call me. Who's going to be in his minion? I don't want to daven with the young Israel people.
So you quit already before you even started.
I'm not kriching anywhere. I will...
You don't want me to write it?
No. Yitzchak Ariel, who's going to be his minion? Who's going to come to his minion?
I don't know. Call, find out and offer to be the Baal Tefillah. Where does he live?
He lives on Avenue I between 17th Street.
So it's I. He's not my neighbor.
Avenue I between 17th and 18th Street. He has a big house. He's a doctor. He's a doctor. He's an internist. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows. You know who he is. He's a nice guy. He's a very nice person. He has good kids. He sends them to...
A Sephardi guy?
No, he's not a Sephardi. He's an Ashkenazi guy. He learned in YU. He's a real Ben Torah. He's a good, good, solid person. He's a Talmud Chacham. He's a Ben Torah. He makes a parnasa. He's a doctor. He used to work in Maimonides. They threw everyone out there. They cleaned out the whole place there, Maimonides.
This is not David Pepper, right?
He's too young. That can't be David Tepper. David Tepper was an old guy. I haven't seen David Tepper in probably 20 years. I'm not joking.
This guy was reformed and orthodox.
No, David Tepper, he's an old guy. Don't worry, they're going to write him up in all the newspapers soon. Don't worry, you'll see in the FJJ, they'll be talking about him. But you see what they wrote there? The funeral is private, and there's no shiva, it's private, butt out. Mind your own business. When my father died, my mother didn't want us to shiva the whole day, so I put up a sign. And only until certain hours.
Yeah.
They wanted to kill me. My brother wanted my family, they thought I was totally crazy. Totally crazy. How could you put up a sign to limit people from coming? They thought I was totally nuts.
You were before your time.
Today, you should know, even before Corona, I see this all the time. All the time I see this. Please don't come after this time. They have hours. I see this all the time. What's so complicated? My mother wasn't well then. She didn't want. So what am I? I'm supposed to go. What do you want from me? They had big kindness to me. Why I did that?
Stop it. I had enough yesterday. I wasn't feeling well after talking to you.
Why weren't you feeling well?
Because you were getting me upset.
What? You get upset for me? Out of your mind?
You were talking in Irish text. Actually, I was talking in Irish text, so that I was upset. Let's continue. Come on, let's finish the daf.
Weiter. The Ein Breira, so therefore it's Ayoy. Ayoy, the famous Ayoy. You can't do that. You can't make a Tanai.
He doesn't hold the
Breira. It doesn't mean Breira. You're not going to make a decision now. You're not making it. It's Huvar de Vilamafreya. You can't make decisions now. It's a famous sugi. Kvar bo chacham. Adrabo. Lesa midayim asnisan. Just the opposite. The more we're just coming to say that the terminology. The Gemara is no nafmino halacha. The terminology of ya. Lesa l'ayim asnisan.
It's on the contrary. If there's a contradiction between our Mishnah, Armish's version of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion and Ayah's version of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, say that Ayah's version is not acceptable because of what our Mishnah teaches. Why do we assume
because it's authentic. Ayoy indeed is authentic. How do you know this? Because it's another Mishnah. There's Taka, he holds, there's no Breira. How do you know that? It's not. The Tanan, the famous Mishnah, Alkech Yang Ben Akusim Oymes, what are you going? You make it tonight. Oymer, Shnei Lugin, Shani Yosel Hafish Harein Truma. Asara Maisa Rishon, Tisha Maisa Sheni, Umechel, and you have to redeem the Maisa Sheni. You have to redeem it immediately. V'shoysa Miyad, and you can drink it right away, and the leftover is going to be good. In other words, Breira, Devre Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrin. Now let's do that. Ein Breira. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the Breira. So therefore, it has to be. You see, Klar Ein Breira. So therefore, when it says here in the Mishnah, Yehuda Meir Mahoy Echad Mehem, so it has to be Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasa. It has to be that he holds. He holds Shkvar Bochacham. Shkvar Bochacham. Mimela, you have to say Ein Breira. Don't turn the other way around. All right, we'll stop here.
Great. Okay, tomorrow?
Oh, no. We have to go do more here. Mimela right. Sugya. Ula Omar, Lesa Lida Ayoy. Ula says, Lesa Lida Ayoy Mas Nisan. Pumfakert. Oh, the. Well, the Holy Torah of Yehuda Rabbi Yossi Shimon Eisrin
contradicts that.
So he says you put the period in the wrong place. Ula zuze zuze kitani. You put the period in the wrong place.
Eisrin,
which holds there's no Breira. You can't say that.
He doesn't hold the Breira.
Right? No, he does hold the Breira. You put the period in the wrong place. Ula zuze zuze kitani. Groups. A zug. Devar Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda. Period. Rabbi Yois, Rabbi Shimon Oisrin. Rabbi Yehuda does hold a Breira. Okay. Then the Gemara goes on to another sugya Breira, and that's going to be the famous sugya of the Kinim. The Kinim. Remember Mesach the Kinim, all the birds.
No.
You remember that? All right, tomorrow. Now listen, tomorrow I'll come back and learn after Ma'arif. Tomorrow I'm going to.
What, we're not learning at 8:30?
No, I'm not going to be at 8:30. I can't be here.
So
I,
what time are we learning? 9:45?
Let me think.
You said after Ma'arif.
Fine, I'll try to be by 10 o'clock. I'll try my very best.
O'clock.
What?
It's like 9:45.
I don't know when it's going to end. I have to go somewhere tomorrow, and I don't know when it's going to end. I don't know.
You don't have to learn from where you are. You can learn from anywhere.
No, I can't learn from there. It's not going to be good. It's going to be very busy tomorrow. It's going to be very, very,
okay,
very...
10 o'clock, you said?
I'm going to try my best.
Okay, so you'll text me. You'll let me know.
All right.
Okay, good night.
Thank you for learning with me.
Okay, good night. Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.